tell me about the experiences of some of the other people in your local diabetic group?
Well, actually, there's one lady that's on her own that had a hypo in the middle of the night, and she went to get up and fell out of bed and broke her ankle. So she had to have that in plaster, and with being on her own, it made it ever so awkward. So she tends to look on it now that she'd sooner be a bit high when she goes to bed to make sure that she gets through the night on her own with it, because she's got nobody to look after her.
Are most of your members quite positive about the health service?
Well, I think there's one or two that grumble about it, because you don't seem to... A lot of people say they don't seem to see the same doctor every time. Well, the trouble is, if you don't see the same doctor, I know the notes are down and that, but the same doctor knows who you are and what you've been doing and that, and I've been very lucky, really, and seen the same Dr. McNally every time I go, because I usually have to see if I can see him, and then he knows exactly what you're doing and where you're going. Whereas if you see a different doctor, I can't understand how they can know about you without seeing you before.
And is it important that they should know about you, things that are not in your notes?
Well, I think definitely if you know a person, you get to know them, and then you know exactly how they're coping with it and what they can do to help. Whereas if you don't know the person, you don't know what their attitude is and whether they're positive or whether they're not. So if you don't see the same doctor, I don't see how they can understand what you're going through. There's one lad in our group that has been type 1 diabetic for a long time, and he does triathlon and he does marathons, and he's done the marathon to raise money for the diabetic juniors, but he doesn't eat food. It's all fuel. He looks upon his food as fuel, and when he's out running, he knows exactly when he wants something to eat, and he takes a special bag with his food in that's prepared to cope with what energy he's using. So on triathlon and his running, he knows exactly when he wants to eat and what to eat, and he really looks after himself well, and he's quite good at looking after himself with the food and that, but it isn't food to him, it's fuel.
How do you think your life would have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
Well, I don't think it would have changed much, because I should have still done the same job with running the firm after my father died and serving apprenticeship with him, so I was always going to be a carpenter and joiner, and when I got married, I don't think it would have made any difference anyway, to what I've done and my sport and that. I've not had to miss out on anything, so I don't think really it's stopped me doing anything that I would have done. The only thing is, you've got to eat meals at regular time, which does restrict you sometimes to what you do, but otherwise it don't make any difference. And now with the injections you get now, where you have before meal, You can alter your times of eating and that, which isn't so bad as when I first had it. You'd got to eat regular to balance the insulin out. But now with altering the insulin now so they have one before meal, you can have your meals at different times now, and it don't affect you any.